tell me more about.
Okay,
so I'm gonna have so many fake ads in between these. Yeah, Jefferson City. I'm sorry to keep cutting you off.
Uh-huh.
I hear there's a great dairy place there.
Oh, Central Dairy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's all I wanted to say.
It is really good.
Yeah.
But they actually, doesn't matter. This summer, early this summer, I went and they have like a new competing ice cream place like across the street. It's like a hip place. Like the doors that roll up and they have a bunch
What the
of
fuck, like garage doors?
Mm-hmm.
Secret garage doors. I don't know why I winked that way like there was a camera watching me.
To our audience.
I said, yeah, creepy. It's called really real central.
I know dairy. You like just restarted this, but can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Go for it. Because we're going to find out about the dairy and the centralness once we get back from this break.
All right. You're here again. Welcome back. Pardon me. Either you really like Madison Davis, you like the conversation we're having, or you're just like, I'd rather hear her talk. Get the fuck out of this podcast, sir. I don't know why I cursed immediately aggressive, but yeah, this is it. This is part three. Get ready for it. We're going to talk about so much stuff that you're just not ready for. Because I'm not ready for it, clearly. The drinking is getting to me in this, and I have a cold right now, I think. Or I'm dying from corona. Options. Okay, here we go. Part three. Let's get out of here. Screw me. Get out of here. Bye.
Yeah.
Like pineapple decoration.
Uh-huh.
They're swingers.
You heard it here first, everyone.
Unless they're very into like tropical decor or something. Otherwise, yeah, they're swingers.
Dad, you son of a... I thought it was just because you were a foreign man from a tropical island, but you are a swinger, Dad. And I knew it. I'm yelling that. Luckily, he doesn't live in this town. He lives in Neosho, Missouri. One time I said my dad's full address on here. I said, yeah, he lives here. And I said, I should probably edit that out.
I didn't.
I wonder if I get fan mail there now. I don't. I have less than 1% listeners in like 5 other countries. And I think it's funny. Shout out to all the dudes in Pakistan. Or girls. I don't know who's listening to me over there.
I don't know either.
But now you're listening to us even more because next time she's on, she'll talk about some stories about Pakistan.
Don't promise that.
Okay, that's fair. What were we talking about before you went to the bathroom, man?
Jefferson City.
Yes.
My hometown. Where they have the Central Dairy.
Yeah.
Which, like, I think it used to be, like, its own... It was, like, a dairy company in its own right.
Yeah.
I think they got bought out.
And then they just stayed a place?
I think, like, locally, they still, like, say Central Dairy, but on more of, like, a statewide, they go under the other brand name.
Oh, it's like, what we would call Panera.
Yeah.
People from St. Louis exclusively call Breadco.
Yeah, I think it's something similar.
Okay. So, Central Dairy, where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
But everywhere else, it's just Highland Dairy.
It's not Highland Dairy.
That's what it is. Everyone thinks it's such a good ice cream place. It's literally just things you can get at my baseball field every Sunday where kids eat ice cream for free.
Ice cream sandwiches free on Sundays.
Yeah. I remember I handed those out once. It never felt... There's some times in your life you probably never feel this way. It's not even a cool thing to say out loud. There's sometimes when people make you do things in life, like handing out ice cream to kids, where you're like... kind of feel like a pedophile right now.
You know? Nope, never had that feeling.
Exactly. When people are like, whenever like they're like, hug the kids as the mascot, and I say, I'm a full-grown adult male. You want me to hug your child? Get out of here. Well, why are we talking about Jefferson?
I don't know. You went that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like there was a...
You asked if my school's big.
Oh, yeah. Because you said you and Madison Davis.
Another Madison Davis. We're getting back to it.
Yes.
Because I was going on a whole spiel about my middle name.
Yes. Because I asked you what it was. I said, your middle name? You said, oh, it's not bad. But I was asking what it was. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So, Jefferson City is, like, not necessarily, like, a big town. Especially for, like, a state capital, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, 45,000 people there.
It's not like Sacramento. Shout out.
No. But... I call Sacramento the armpit of California, personally.
Okay. That bad, huh?
It's not bad compared to Missouri.
Okay. that one city in California is not bad compared to...
It's just hot and humid Missouri. And just like...
Yeah.
So I just call it the armpit. Okay, anyways. Okay.
Continue. Madison Davis.
Madison Davis. There's another one. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, Jefferson City, like, fought against having another high school for so long. And so, like, whenever I was in high school, it was the biggest school in the state.
Oh, jeez.
Because we only had the one.
Yeah.
My class was, like, I want to say, like, 630 people.
Just your class?
Just my class.
Okay. God. 630?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you glad your name was at the front of that graduation?
But
imagine being like
reason,
Caleb
for
Zubas.
For whatever reason, the other Madison Davis was Madison M. But they put me behind her. I'm Madison L.
I had to do the song in my head real quick. But start from LMNOP. And I was like, LM. I'm like, oh my god. They played you.
They played me.
I'm going to try to guess it.
Okay, a lot of people do try to guess it, and they don't get it.
Is it not, like, traditional at all?
It's a name that you definitely know, mm-hmm. you're familiar with.
Okay.
But it would not necessarily be your first guess.
It's not usually a middle name.
Probably not, no. It's not like Marie. Shout out other Madison Davis.
That's what her name was? Yeah. You got the shout out down, dude. That's how you do it. She'll never listen to this.
Never,
unless
ever.
You promote it, she'll never hear this, and it won't matter. But shout out to Madison Marie Davis. Okay. So it's not something I would guess. So Lynn is
probably
out.
Probably not.
Because Lynn is usually
nope,
what most people's
middle...
Nope, that
is my mom's middle name, though.
Okay. Because Lynn's usually what people's middle names are when there's an L. Mm-hmm. Laura?
Nope.
Liana?
Nope.
Loretta?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you'd be that cool. Lindsay?
That's it. I think you're the first person to ever guess it.
With an A?
Huh?
With an A?
No, with an E.
E. Okay. Cool, cool, cool.
Not like Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Shout out to one time cast, was a special guest on the Lizzie McGuire show.
Was she?
She was on there once.
I used
they
to
were fighting over Aaron Carter. Doesn't matter. Nobody watches you.
I used to get told whenever I was like younger.
Yeah.
So I was just like a little kid with like light. My hair was lighter when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
And
Matt
a ton
freckles.
Of freckles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you look like Lindsay Lohan?
All the time.
Oh. Parent Trap Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, Parent Trap Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Herbie Fully Loaded with Lindsay Lohan. You're like, whoa. That kid's too developed. I'm blame. But, yeah, I never got stuff like that, man. I never get to look like a celebrity, so lucky you, bro.
I get told I look like so many different celebrities. All what the time. They? I think I just have, like, a generic face or something.
Well, that works. Like, maybe you're, like, symmetrically, like, alright. I mean, you could probably be
who
a celebrity.
Who would you say? If you were to look at me, who would you say I look like?
The one person I thought of Lindsay immediately was, you don't look like them at all, but it's just, it would be really funny if you look like... like, modern-day Sissy Spacek, you know what I mean?
I don't know who that is. Am I gonna be like mad if I look it up?
I don't know, but it was just a joke. You don't look anything like Sissy Spacek. So you ever see Carrie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you have
the old
Carrie?
One.
Yeah.
No, I'm not seeing the old one.
You ever see The Help? You seen The Help? The mom.
I don't remember the mom.
Ah, the one that said you ate shit because the black woman fed the daughter shit.
Uh huh.
That was Stacey Spacek.
The black woman.
No. Here, man. I said modern day, so you look like 75-year-old Sissy Spacek. Which you don't. Everybody, when we take a photo, because every photo has pictures of people that I'm doing the podcast with.
Okay.
You can tell me what she looks like in comments. But I'm going to look up Sissy? That's what her name is. Yeah. Oh, my God. They knew who I was talking about. The phone listens, dude. Unless
it does.
A lot of people aren't usually looking up anything else beside the word sissy. She's so ugly looking, dude. That's not who you look like. That's just like, who I thought of. Like, the first celebrity name I thought of for some reason. You don't look anything like this.
Okay.
Okay?
I can kind of see it, though, with the
no,
cheeks.
No, you can't!
With the cheeks.
Oh, my gosh. You don't look anything like... Just, okay, you picked the one feature of her?
I do have the big cheeks.
Yeah. That's a cool feature, you know?
Big cheeks?
Yeah. Man. Why are you laughing so hard about it? What do you think about other cheeks, bro? You're such a weirdo, man. No. I can't put a finger on it.
You can't put a finger on it?
I'll look at you in detail later. And then I'll write you and be like, that's who it is.
I get Dakota Johnson.
The woman from 50 Shades of Grey. Mm-hmm. The daughter of Don Johnson.
Yes.
Do you know Don Johnson?
I do know John Johnson.
Okay, shout out, dude. Shout out. Okay, shout out to Don Johnson if you're listening.
Shout out to Don.
Yeah, who else?
Don Johnson. You don't see it? I used to have bangs.
You have browner eyes. Or she has browner eyes.
Browner
eyes. Her eyes are brown, I think, right?
She might have blue eyes.
What? Don Johnson, go with you, dude. Good genetics, that's all I'm saying. He was in Knives Out.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He's also on this newer show with Kenan Thompson.
He's on Kenan Thompson's show? Isn't it called Kenan?
Yes.
Okay. I've never seen it, but...
I like to watch, like, the nightly news.
Yes.
And,
You have a channel specifically you like?
I like NBC.
Okay.
So I watch Lester Nightly Holt. News with Lester Holt.
Is it really? Oh, shoot. I knew it, dude. I am Lester
and,
Holt.
And then after that would be Wheel of Fortune. And yeah. Yeah, I watch that too. I feel like I would do really well on Wheel of Fortune, honestly.
Do you?
I think I could do really well.
What's your favorite category?
My favorite category?
On Wheel of Fortune, yeah.
Probably things.
That's Vegas shit.
But the other ones, like...
I like same name.
Like, around the house. That is the hardest one.
I said same name.
Or, like, what are you wearing? That one is so weird. Because it'll be, like, fluffy coat. How do you guess fluffy coat? That's so specific.
Well, things... Fluffy coat could be in things.
Things are like golf club. It's so much easier to get golf club than fluffy coat.
I guess. My category, I was saying. Think of two people. I have to think of two people because it doesn't work if you...
Do you... Before and after?
No, it's the same name.
Oh, same name.
So, like, Michael... Because it has the middle...
Jordan... Like, Michael Jordan... Peele?
Yeah, Jordan Peele? Okay, Michael Jordan Peele, yeah. It's like, that would be that would be a category I feel like I could kill at. Jordan Keith or Key? Were you going with Key? Michael Key, the other guy in the group? Okay, yeah.
Yes. I got tripped up by the Michael.
What's the other one you said? Before and after?
Uh-huh.
That one isn't terrible. See, the thing is, when we were younger, we had a PlayStation, and on one of the games we liked to play...
Did you have PlayStation 2? PlayStation 1?
Both.
Both?
Yeah. Wow. Not at the same time. One broke because we were crazy. But yeah, we would play Wheel of Fortune on it.
I didn't know that was a game.
It's fun as heck. Because it gets real competitive. So one time, our friend came over and he, like, pressed solve. And mm-hmm. It was like old TV shows is the category.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know anything about old TV shows.
Me either.
But the answer was very obvious to everyone in the room except for him, I guess. Because the show was called My Three Sons. So we saw three. And it had SN. So we're like, obviously. Sons. Oh, yeah, so S-N-S. So you know how this kid spells sons?
U.
With a U. We said, what frickin' show has my... is it a planet show?
Big Bang Theory?
Yeah. Where's the three sons there? And he was like, I didn't see it. And I was like, none of us have seen this show. Even context clues would tell us, like, it's
right.
Human sons.
Not galactic.
Yeah. What? Not galactic? Okay, cool. Exactly. You know what? If we get the chance, I'll find... we can play Wheel of Fortune. I'm going to invite you over. Like, hey, we'll play Wheel of Fortune. Get like 20 people together. Wheel of Fortune
kill.
Parties, dude. Would you?
I would kill.
Okay, I believe it. I believe when I see it. You're going to kill it. Yeah, so what else is in the category of Wheel of Fortune? Sorry, Wheel of Fortune's cool. Pat Sajak's out there. Vanna White's
okay,
still
so
kicking. That's what you look like. Vanna White.
I would love to be like the new Vanna White whenever she retires.
Yeah.
I could just like wear pretty dresses.
You ever?
And touch letters.
You can now. Just go out and live your dream, dude. Go outside. That's a TikTok series you're going to have. You just go out and wear a cute dress and then touch letters. That would be awesome. You should do that. But you ever think, like, I'm just going to keep talking about Vanna White, because this is how my podcast is. Just
She's from North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh.
And I know that because my grandparents live, like, 10 minutes away.
From her house? Or from where she's from?
From where she was from.
Oh, my gosh. She probably doesn't live in the
South. That's actually where one of my, like, good friends lives, North Myrtle Beach. Beach.
All right. How'd you... Yeah, man. I dig that. North Myrtle Beach, shout out.
North Myrtle Beach, shout out.
Vanna White was in a Nelly song.
Was she?
No, I mean, like, her name was said in a Nelly song.
I like Nelly.
Ride with me. He's like, it's on the first class sitting next to Vanna White.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, yeah. So, yeah, man. Shout out to Vanna White. You take her job.
Shout out to Vanna White.
Dude.
I would love to. Vanna, if you're listening.
She's the you heard her.
I would love.
Are you taking an apprentice? We thought about the same word, dude. Yeah. Vanna White's your star. I could be Pat, dude. Let me be Pat, man.
Yes, because I mean, no flack to Pat, but I've heard he's not the greatest guy.
It always happens, man. Pat looking like his head doesn't fit on his shoulders. Pat standing there struggling to keep it up. He like, oh shit. He had big head, bro. He like. Pat like, oh shoot.
Bobbling.
Yeah, he's a bobblehead. That's the joke I'll do it for my first stand-up set. If I ever decide to do that again.
Did you once before?
I like to really quote this Bo Burnham song. Have you watched
his
new stand-up special, Inside?
I've not.
Oh, it's really good.
But I know, like, parts of it that are on TikTok.
Yeah. I used one from one of my videos.
Did you? Which one?
Wait, the song's from the TikTok?
Yeah.
It's the end of Goodbye, which is when he says, oh shit, you're really joking at a time like this? Because it sounds really depressing, so that it worked well within the context of the clip. I think the third most liked, you know, most viewed and liked. So.
Okay.
So that's
I think
good.
I'm like shadow banned on TikTok.
Why?
Like, well.
What'd you do?
I posted some like, not explicit, but like they got banned. They got like removed.
Damn, girl, what you do? What you doing, man?
Here, I'll show you one. Hell yeah. The first TikTok that I posted that got like removed. I thought it was fucking funny. I thought it was gonna go viral.
Yeah.
And then like whenever it had like 4,000 views or something like that, it got taken down.
Yeah. I'm excited to see everyone. I'll describe what's happening in detail. The audio, what's happening.
Let me find it. It's been a while now. I think this
okay,
is it.
Here we go. Alright. I love Elvis. Dang, boy! That's good though.
Down.
That's really creative, son. You made those pedals work.
I did.
And it got taken down. Why?
It got taken down.
You know what's funny?
Dick.
It would get taken down because I've written shit to my sister, like in the like when you send TikToks to other people to show them. Like I wrote like she sent me something. I'm like, yeah, like that motherfucker thick as shit, and that doesn't offend anyone. Like, it's a message to my sister, and then it says, whoa, like, we're reviewing this message. And I said, for what?
For what?
I said, saying, see, the thing is, if you write thick with one C, no problem. I don't even think it was the motherfucker part that was scared to people. But I wrote thick with two C's, and they said, this is kind of offensive. It's kind of offensive.
We gotta check this out.
Yeah. I haven't gone too crazy yet with my TikTok.
You said you were going to describe it to people, but you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
So
it starts out, homegirl's holding a rose. Legit rose? Shoot rose?
Oh, yeah. It was a rose.
Man, you spent some money on that.
No, I did a photo shoot that had, like, roses in a bath.
Yeah.
Have you seen those pictures?
Maybe. I creep on people, so I've definitely probably seen them. Hey, wait a second. I always wanted to check it. I like checking this out on other people's. You have the... Yeah. Oh, shit. That's cool shit. Damn, boy.
It was
that
like
milk?
It was a milk bath with, like, the roses.
I like how, damn, I mean, they took away all your facial definition. That's crazy.
What?
It's like how, like, smooth you look.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was, like, in the winter, so I wasn't, like, as freckled.
Right. No, I just meant, like, the features of your face. Like, you know, like, your cheeks go in like that?
Oh, my cheekbones?
Yeah. Like, they just made it flat.
Mm-hmm.
Flattened you. This doesn't even look like you, bro.
You don't think so?
Maybe it's because, like, how much, you know what I mean? Like, it could be. No, because, like I said, your features are all... So I'm looking at a photo of her in a rose bath, milk bath.
A milk bath with
roses. Yeah. If you want to check this out, it was her May 7th, 2020 picture. We'll say her stuff at the very end. After you're done listening to 3 hours of a sock. You have a business?
Huh?
Do you have a business, Juan?
No, I don't.
Oh my gosh. So, wait, I gotta show you. It's one of my favorite things. Someone told me to get a business one, and it's by far my favorite thing. So check it.
You can look at, like, all the insights?
Yes. But here's my favorite part. So, where's the one picture I took because I wanted to be a effing creep? Okay. So, I was having fun in my bathroom one day.
That almost doesn't look like you.
What?
So, that almost doesn't look like you.
Really?
You wear a rosary?
I am. Yeah. I am. You know? So, I'm just taking these photos for fun because the real reason I took these is because I wanted to send them to my siblings because I know they hate whenever I do dumb shit like this. So, I'm, like, shirts buttoned down to, like, the belly button. I'm just Leah, see? Real graphic, right? You know what I mean? Like, oh, uh-huh. Yeah. So, one of my favorite things, you view insights. Who is the one person that saved this photo? You know what I mean?
So, you're wondering how many people saved?
No, it was only one person. It'll tell you how many people saved it. Who looked at this and said, yep. Keeping that.
Going in the archives.
Yeah. Not me. Clearly, it's not saved. Who was it?
So if I changed my Instagram to, like,
it wouldn't tell you who liked it, but it would just tell you that people have saved it.
But if I did it right now, it would show me?
Because that information's there, you know what I mean? If you want to. That's why, I think it's fun to, like, look at, like...
Should I do that right now?
Why not?
I want to see.
That's what I'm saying.
Is it easy to switch it?
Yeah, you just go to... What, settings, right?
Did I edit profile?
Settings. And then you go down to... Actually, let me...
Settings.
Yeah, go to settings. Yeah. Go to account. Let me see. Switch to professional profile. Yeah, so you don't have to add a new one. So just switch it to it. And it's free, so you don't have to pay for anything. But also, wait. Does it tell you, like... Because also when you, like, do a story, it tells you, like, if anyone's actually watched the story. It's so, like,
really?
With me, it goes, like, what, like...
This is how many views you had, but this is how many people, like, watched it.
It shows it as well, like, how many people, like, what people have viewed it, but it's, like, these people clicked past it. It's, like, it was up for them, but they just moved past it. Like, they either clicked back, they just exited immediately, or they just swiped it. But it doesn't tell who did it, it just says, like, no one actually gives a shit about your life, you know what I mean? But they probably give a shit about yours, so, yeah.
I don't know about that.
You switch it. What do you think you are? You're an art blogger? Digital creator? What do you think you are? Health and beauty, you working out all the time, bro? You gamer? You restaurant?
I've been playing Diablo 2. Like, the beta just came out this past weekend.
Oh, man, last time I heard about Diablo was, like, 2000.
Like, 2000.
Yeah, like, when I was a kid, and, like, the cover would scare me as a kid. But it was, like, really, like, real clicky back in the day. Like, I've never played it, like, since, but I was just, like,
I used to play with
weird.
My brother.
Oh.
I used to play Diablo 2, and they just came out with, like, Diablo 2 Resurrected, so it's like the same gameplay, just remastered.
So it just looks cleaner, mm-hmm. And not as digitized?
Yeah, just not so 2000.
Okay.
I played like almost entirely last weekend. It's on PC and console.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's your console?
PlayStation.
That's what I got in my room, PlayStation 4.
Yeah, PlayStation 4 too. We should be friends.
We should, dude. Get my link up, man. I don't know what my name is, but you know.
Mine is BB Girl Mads.
BB Girl Mads.
BB GRL Mads.
We won't even play the same game. We'll find a game and then we'll link up.
I mostly play just like single player games.
Me too.
Like, I don't even
play. I don't pay for anything else, dude.
I don't know. Should I put.
Girl? Girl?
GRL?
Yeah.
No, not the I.
Oh, GRL.
Uh huh. Yeah. Mads.
Two D's?
Just one.
I don't know why that worked. All right. All right. What were we saying? Yeah, what are you? Everybody's listening now. They're like just hearing us talk about regular life. She's pushing her thing to an account.
I don't know what to put it on.
What? Okay, maybe so artist.
Or.
Keep going. Community. No, you're not community. I mean, you don't post your digital art, but you are a digital creator. Do you have a second page for your digital art?
No, I thought about making one, but I must have just posted on...
Your stories. Yeah. Product or service. Beauty, cosmetic, and personal care. Grocery store. You kind of seem like a grocery store, you know what I mean? You know, you got pineapples, bro.
I'm just going to do artist, maybe.
Yeah. That's the move. I think that's what I put.
Display on profile? No, I'm not going
to. Nah, you're good. Yeah, you want to be... I'm an artist.
Many people know I'm an artist.
I would say, if you have to say it, it almost feels pretentious, you know what I
right?
mean?
Right? But it, I think you can edit what it's called. Yeah. Anyways, creator or business... Creator?
Best for public figures.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah, you seem like a public figure. Oh my god, just complete your
There's
program.
There's so many steps.
Nah, you just finish it. Yeah. Alright, here we go. We're back. Here we are. They're brand new. And all jacked up. What happened? What was wrong with it? What happened?
So choose your username.
That's your username right there.
Can I just complete it?
Yeah,
done. Okay.
Okay, we done?
I think we're... Maybe?
Alright, here we are.
So now I can see, like, the inside.
Click on your things.
Okay, I'm gonna pick this one. I mean, okay. We'll see.
Yeah,
View Insights.
View Insights. Six folks.
Six people saved it.
Yeah. How do you feel now?
That's crazy. Oh my god.
Six folks go back to their shit and then check you out. You want to see another one?
Another see about one your life? In a bikini.
Okay, how we got here? Seven
saves.
Look at you, dude.
Who are these people?
It doesn't tell you, which is the saddest part for me because I only have like one on anything.
Here's me in my work uniform.
Look at you. Forehead shiny and shit. Three.
Three saves.
Look at that.
He said forehead shiny. He did like way over at these pictures.
Like editing them?
Mm-hmm. So it's like super bright and saturated.
Yeah. Yeah, that feel looking too rough, man.
What about this one?
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think on this one?
Me and I made this bra for Valentine's Day, put candy hearts on it.
Yeah.
Eight saves.
Look at you, man. What's it like to be attractive, Madison? Tell me. One person thinks I'm cute, but eight people think you're just worth it. You know what I'm saying? Two. I mean, just you with a heart. You know what I mean? Just you hearting it up. Zero.
Zero saves. Me and a friend.
No one cares.
But the...
What about you and the girls? Might be the girls, though. That's
one
the thing.
Save.
Yeah, I mean, one of them saw it and said, I want to see it. I remember this picture forever.
You never know what else.
You have a cool life. Go back to your oldest thing. I'm kidding. The oldest
the very
thing you
end.
Got.
Let me see about this one.
Wait a second. Three.
That is crazy.
That looks familiar. Bro! Nah, I won't bring that up. That's weird.
What? Bring it up. Which
you
one?
You on Tinder, bro? I've seen that person before.
I am.
What a life you lead.
This one, this is my Halloween costume.
Yeah,
was,
that one's also on the Tinder, man.
Victoria's Secret Angel.
Yeah.
Six saves.
Six. Look at you.
This is insane to me. Who is looking at my pictures? I'm not like, I'm not
I mean,
a big
profile.
People
are liking it. I was like, who's looking at your pictures? Click, click on it. At least 97 people or 96 people are looking at your photo.
I don't have like that many followers, though.
How many do I have comparatively, you know? No, I'm pretty
I don't
cool.
think I even follow you.
What?
Oh.
You don't?
Bro, no, we do.
That's mean.
We do.
I do you.
I'm pretty sure I do you.
Maybe. Let's see.
Pretty sure. If you followed me, I followed you back for sure.
You follow me back, bro? Okay. So yeah, me. Actually, you're way. Did I say we're more popular than me, man? I only got 381 people. Want to be my friend?
I follow you.
You like
I'm gonna show it.
What's my name? What's my name? Hey, yeah. Edward AYY, there I am. As I say at the end of every podcast.
Andrew AYY.
Edward AYY. There was a joke, so when you do your, when you write a name on, like, an application, they say last name, first name, last name, comma, first name.
Uh-huh.
So I go Edward, comma,
like A, because like they usually test for initial. Mm-hmm. So like it was Edward, A. So it's Edward A.
A.
Yeah, and then I added two Y's because I was a big Trey Songz fan whenever Instagram came out. The song Bottoms Up. So like A.
With Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, Bottoms Up. Yeah. Great song, dude. I almost got suspended from senior year for that song.
From senior year.
Yeah. Of high school, because I'd walk down the hallways and I'd be like, oh, and they'd be like, you gotta stop or else we're gonna suspend, like, it's inappropriate what you're singing.
Triggering people.
Yeah. They remembered some getting their PTSD on, which is a serious problem. So if you're listening right now and you suffer, please find help. Promo code, I don't have anything that can help you with that. I'm not fancy like that. I only have one ad and it's for,
you should like find an actual like resource and plug it at the end.
This whole podcast is well, there was murder involved,
think,
so you can be
think you need help, so please advocate. Visit
we think
http
I like it
://
yeah forward slashes
forward slash forward slash forward slash get help
get help
.com.
This works. We're really doing a service to America right now. Not even, like, I feel like What's-His-Face did a better job with his song, which is just the number to the suicide hotline.
Logic,
yeah. I was like, why can't I think of his name? That song got us jazz in the car, dude. And they're like, oh, it's a positive message? Never mind.
Nah.
We were like, he's yelling, I don't want to be alive. Just the best, you know? And I'm like, oh, it's, oh.
Oh.
Yeah. This is good. We're doing solid stuff here. Where are we at, man, on this third one, dude? I want to see. Where are we at? Where are we at?
I should just tell the whole podcast realm your passcode.
What'd you say?
I should go.
Oh, it's real simple, yeah. If anyone wants to rob me of my phone, what was it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. See, I don't like passcodes, but like they're like, you have to have one. So I was like, I'm going to make it real simple. I used to, like, yeah, before like I got the upgrade on the phone, you know?
Uh-huh.
I used to just, you know, swipe up. Like, I didn't have the thumb thing because I was like, what's the point? I have nothing to hide from myself. I ain't dating anybody, bro. Like, what the fuck? Like, no one needs to look at my phone, bro. It's just me, and I hate the tediousness of rocking into my phone every day.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But now your face just, like, opens it. Do you have that kind?
That's the hard part. Because you just saw that photo of me, and you're like, that doesn't look like you. So.
Try me. I wear makeup and glasses.
That's even worse. Yeah. The next thing you know, you have bangs. They're like, who the fuck is this bitch?
Not the bangs.
What's that? The thing? Is that
a
reference?
That's a good TikTok. That's a good TikTok. Not the bangs.
I don't know.
That's your TikToker.
I am, you know? I have. You want to see my stats, bro? Mm-hmm. You can't hear any of it because this is plugged into the mic section. I'll show you my stats. You want to see how cool I am?
Oh, we kind of started a whole long rant. I think I was saying that I was like shadow banned.
From TikTok. Yeah. Wow, we really went away from that. You were shadow banned because you... Okay, so the video, she's cutting a rose up,
yeah,
putting it into
rose
a bowl,
petals.
And making it look real sensual. What was this a background song?
It was Elvis.
Oh, Elvis.
I Can't Help Falling
yes.
in Love.
One of my karaoke songs.
That's your karaoke song?
Yeah, my mom said it made her cry once.
My mom, or not my mom.
Yeah, shout out to your mom.
I love my mom. Mom, if you're listening, I love you.
Well, then
go
if
to
she's
bed.
Listening,
what are you still
yeah,
doing
if
up?
She's listening, I can't tell the rest of what your video is, unless she knows who you are as a person. You know what I mean?
I think she knows, but likes to
ignore it. Yeah, that's a good part. So yeah, what about this?
So
yeah,
taking little rose
tangent.
Petals off.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were gonna talk about Elvis for a second.
Oh no.
Oh.
I feel like we could do a story on Elvis, though.
Oh, his death is the funniest shit in the world to me. I want to go out that way.
You like Elvis?
I mean? You know how he went out?
Not totally, not off the top of my head.
Well, I think he was weaning, like, he was doing some drugs.
Uh-huh.
Went to the toilet, constipated. He was trying to shit. Heart attack happens. Dies on the toilet.
That's how you want to die? On the toilet?
I don't, but, like, that's... Like, if anything, here's how I don't want to die, okay? We're going on another rant, and then we're going to explain the Bros Pedal video to people. People always say, I want to die in my sleep,
okay.
Or I want to die around people I love, right?
I have a question.
Yeah.
That kind of goes into this.
Please.
Do you have a premonition on how you'll die?
No, but I prefer if it's something, I want to see it coming.
Oh. Interesting.
I don't want to be surprised.
Okay.
So, like, if somebody's going to kill me, I want to at least have a chance to, like, fight against it. I don't want to be, like, hit cut from behind, like, ugh. You know? I don't want that. But do you have a premonition how you'll die?
A little bit.
Okay, so Final Destination, what happened?
I feel like it has something to do with water. Like, for the longest time, I don't know why or how, Billy Joel. I've always thought it has something to do with water.
It's going to be something real dumb. You're going to, like, drink some water, someone's going to tell a joke, you're going to laugh, fucking choke, die. Probably. It's going to be something lame.
As I, like, reach for my drink.
Luckily, that's a slushy. If you choke on a slushy, you deserve to die.
But you know CPR, so we're good.
Oh, it's true. I'm uncertified for a few years now. Yeah, I'll break your ribs. I'll make sure you survive. Or your sternum. If I'm breaking your ribs, I'm pressing at the wrong spot.
You just start seeking to yourself staying alive.
Yeah, I'll do the other one that he does. You know, at first I was afraid. Which is, what's that song called? I Will Survive. I Will Survive is what that song's called.
They have to go through the song in my head.
Yeah. So yeah, that's... What was the point of this? Oh yeah. You'll die with water?
That's my thought.
Yeah. I almost died from water. This is a really sad story about my life. I didn't know how to swim for a long time.
Oh my god, you almost drowned?
Yeah, so I was, like, in an inner tube, and I fell out of it, and then the inner tube went away. So I was, like, splashing around, and then after a while, I said, well, this is pointless. I was 8 years old. So this shows you how much of my will to live at 8 years, you know? So I said, this is pointless. So then I just said, okay, and then I just stopped struggling, and I just started sinking. And I was, like, you know, at 8 years old, that was a moment of, like, you know, introspection. I was just, like, I've lived a good life. And then, you know, as I'm floating down, all of a sudden, my sister, about 7 years older than me, grabs my hands. And then she pulls me up. And I said, okay, I guess today wasn't my day. And then a week later, I said, I'm not going to drown anymore. And I taught myself how to swim.
Nice.
Because I jumped into a deep end on purpose, and then I just started kicking. And that's how I learned how to swim.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think I've pretty much always been a really good swimmer.
So you won't die that way.
I'm really good at treading water, too. Like, I can tread for a stupid amount of time.
You were in the Navy?
Maybe I should
Coast Guard
be.
Over here. You can explore the world.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, with Ashton Kutcher?
Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah, Kevin Costner dies, I think, in the end. Yeah.
It's a great movie.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
Neither do I. We both knew the movie we were talking about, and that's all that mattered. If you guys know the film, comment. On Apple, iTunes, or however you're listening to this podcast right now.
Spotify? Are you on Spotify?
I am on Spotify.
Nice.
The app I use puts it there immediately.
I told my friends that I was going to be on a podcast, and they were like, how can I listen? And I was like, I don't know.
Well, you don't even know the title of the podcast, I guess.
I don't, actually.
So, let me go do it real quick.
I just kind of showed up.
So, the podcast, I can look it up on Spotify. It's called... It was based on, so in 2016, I decided I wanted to make a YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
And I only had one video that actually had likes or views. And it's actually a cool idea to this day, I think. It's called Car Wash Interviews, where I take somebody to a car wash, an automatic car wash, and I try to do a whole talk show in the time period that it takes to do the car wash. So I've only done it one time.
You've only done it the once.
So we did it, and then, like, I didn't pay for the expensive one. So this car wash was quick, and I didn't realize how quick it would be. So I do, like, the opening monologue. I interview the person, and then I ask, like, you know, I'm like, all right, and we have a musical guest, and then just somebody pops out the back seat and starts singing. That's what happened. But it was the YouTube channel was
Carpool
called Life
Karaoke Who?
What?
I said Carpool Karaoke
Dude,
Who?
I invented Carpool.
Was this before Carpool Karaoke?
No, okay, so 2012, James Corden wasn't the host of the Late Late Show, whatever it is, until 2015. Okay? That's not true, because he had One Direction. Right? It was after Zayn. Yeah. So 2012, I'm working at a summer camp, and I said, I kind of just want to sit in a car with my friends and sing songs and record it. So I did a thing called Car Ride Chronicles, where I would just do that. I filmed one episode where I rapped Drake, and I stopped. This is probably the whole stuff part of this, you know what I mean? I just stopped a lot. But that's on Facebook. If you go far enough in my videos, you can see me rapping. But the point was the YouTube channel was called Life of a Loser. So now the podcast is just called Life of a Loser Presents.
I see.
And there it is. It's picture me drinking a huge glass of wine.
I like like it.
And because I love wine. I'm not doing it today.
We did not do wine. I almost brought Moscato. Mm. But then you said you got the Trops, so.
Well, I wanted to, you know, get fancy.
And it's summer.
Summer, yeah. It's
almost the end.
It's true. September is whenever summer actually officially ends?
I would say September 21st.
Which is cool because my favorite season starts soon.
Actually, it might be... Yeah, it's definitely September.
Oh, I remember that conversation. I said, I was like, I feel like I talk season with you. I said, I feel like I look better in clothing. And you said, well, I look better with a lot less. And about 8 to 6 people can agree based on your Instagram photos. So this is a fact about you.
You did post pictures in Lairs this past weekend, I think.
Post picture in Lairs? Like when I went to that wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't listen to this, I don't think. I think I was invited because my roommates were invited. I barely know the kid. I don't like him that much. If he is listening, now he thinks I'm an asshole. So I said, I'm just going to go real ridiculous with this. I don't care if it's not mine. So I got these really shiny Converse.
Uh-huh.
They're like shiny. They're black, but they're like, they look like glossy.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I kind of want, like after I watched a BTS video, I was like, kind of want a fancy coat.
Uh-huh.
So I bought a gold coat from this place in the mall called Eye Candy.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it?
I'm aware.
Yeah, I bought it there.
I used to work at American Eagle, so I had to walk past Eye Candy every day.
Oh, where it used to be, like in that front door?
Oh, is it moved?
Yeah, it's over by the food court. Because I originally...
Close to the food court?
Yeah. It's right beside Journeys for Kids.
I see.
Or something like that. It's right next to the hippie place.
Earthbound,
yep. In Joplin, it's called Romancing the Stone, so that's what I call it.
I was going to say, that's where I like to eat crystals.
Yeah. I'm sorry to call it a hippie place, but it's vibe in there, you know? I found an Asian song there recently. It was just playing in the background. I said, I dig this, and I clicked it.
Did you Shazam?
Yeah, I did. I said, hey, what's this song? And I asked Siri. I was like, what's this song?
What is
and she
this?
Was like, let me listen. And I held it like high, like I'm fucking Judd Nelson at the end of The Breakfast Club, just excited about life. So I was like, ugh. What was my point? I was at the wedding, you know? So I've already been Eye Candy before when I graduated college in 2016. I have a blue coat that like, I wore to a wedding previously. Like, but it doesn't matter. Uh-huh. I just think I look cool in that one, too. I got a gold coat, and then I said, well, this isn't enough, you know? I need really skinny pants, so I bought extremely skinny pants. And I said, still not enough, dude. So I got on Amazon, I bought gold shoelaces, a gold chain necklace, and gold tinted glasses. And I said, this is almost there. You know what I mean?
This is almost enough.
So for the first time, I went to like Hudson Hawk, and I said, cut me up real well.
What Hudson Hawk do you go to?
The one...
just right downtown?
Downtown. Yeah. Gotcha. This guy cut my hair. I made a really inappropriate joke to him. The guy beside us laughed. It wasn't inappropriate, like sexually inappropriate. It was just inappropriate because it was racist. But it's okay, I guess. Not really, because I look ambiguous enough that I can make jokes that confuse people. You know what I mean? But I won't tell the joke on air because then that's going to sound really racist. But either way, I got my hair cut and I was like, ooh, I'm looking like really solid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I said... Not enough, dude.
Not enough. What was enough?
I hit my friend up and I said, it make no sense if I bought this. So can you buy it and then I borrow it? And she said, yeah. So I painted my nails black and gold. So I had black nails and then a gold accent nail.
Nice.
And then I said, yep.
That's enough.
This is the most tedious shit I could do for a wedding that I'm not going to. Like, it's not mine.
Not invited. Yeah. Were you invited?
I was invited, and then I guess I forgot to put my plus one on there, so I just brought a person. And then I was like, and then I just pulled up a chair, and I was like, this is my plus one's area, dude, y'all. So I'm the most tedious human being, it looked like, you know? I'm just like, I look cute, you know?
You went all out.
Yeah, so.
I respect it.
Thank you. The worst part is, I was on, like, Corona leave at that point, because... That guy got Corona.
Are you telling me now?
It was like like 3 weeks ago at this point.
Oh, okay.
Or it was 2 weeks ago at this point. So like, I was on my vacation. Like, I had to go back to work on Monday,
mm-hmm.
and then like, I don't own fingernail polish remover, so I went to the bank with nails just painted up.
Hey, it's a thing now.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I don't think that most of the people I work with, like, not work with, like, my coworkers, mm-hmm. but, like, the people that go to banks would appreciate my nails being done. Like, most of the time, they don't appreciate that I'm there. I've had a few people say, I'm not racist, but I'd rather work with someone else.
Oh, my God.
So, I'm like, now that I have gold-painted nails, they're real concerned. You know what I mean?
Oh, I feel like it would make them less concerned.
It should. It should. But it won't. And it never will. So, what was this even point about?
I don't remember at this point.
That's my whole thing. I'm a big tangent person, so, you know, you good?
I'm not gonna put my foot on there.
Yeah.
It's a little wobbly.
You've been putting your foot on it the whole time. Do you not remember this? You were telling the whole story.
The whole time?
You're telling the whole story of the Charles boy.
My feet up here?
Yeah, with your foot up there. No, it's not gonna fall.
Okay.
Let's do it. Put your foot on there, man.
I kind of have to pee again.
Me too.
Okay.
You want to like wrap this up or you want to come back and talk more?
Up to you. I don't have anything to do right now.
You have something to do tomorrow? What you doing tomorrow?
Not till later. We both work tomorrow, I think.
You work too?
Uh-huh.
All right, dude. I'll see you there. But yeah, let's go pee. And then we'll come back because I think part 70. I'll just keep the rest of this and then like post it randomly.
And then we peed. Come back next time for more, because you're going to want to hear more. So come back next time after we're done peeing, after we're done washing our hands, to hear more we got to say, if you're into this. If you're not, don't come back. Don't come back. But if you are, come back, please.